listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Lori Walsh. As part of our July spotlight exploring South Dakota history and how it is taught in the state, we brought you news about the planned revision of state social studies standards. Well, what are standards anyway? And who are the people helping determine what those standards are? Today, we're joined by Professor Stephen Jackson of the University of Sioux Falls, and he is with us in SDPB's Kirby Family Studio. Professor Jackson, welcome back to the program. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Lori.
And you are one of these people in the room where it happens, working on this process. But let's go back to this first question and say, what is a standard exactly?
Standards are sort of the state way of saying, here's a minimum amount of things that we expect our students to know when they come out of their total K through 12 experience. And also, we have standards for each and every grade level. So we were working on social studies, and I think it's important to say these are not exhaustive lists of every single thing we expect teachers to do. Rather, they're literally statements of minimums. And the reason we do it that way is so that individual school districts and individual teachers can make a lot of decisions that best suit the needs for their students. So in my table, I worked on world history. That's where my background is. And we have, I think, I want to say 18 total standards. And as you can imagine, if you include all of the history for the last 500 years of the entire globe, there's a little bit more than 18 things that we could have said. But we were mindful very much. We don't, we want to just say, here's the most important things, the critical things that every student has, and then really leaving it up to and trusting teachers and districts to make the decisions that best suit their needs.
And then they are divided down by age appropriateness. Tell me about the anchor standards and grade level standards.
Yeah, so there's two different types of standards. The anchor statements are, anchor standards are those that are basically, this is what, after you graduated from high school, after you've done K through 12 here in South Dakota schools, you come out and you have this set of knowledge. These are things that we expect you to do for the social studies. Grade level standards are each grade, K through 12, has specific things that are age appropriate that students in elementary school, first grade know this, students in high school world history that I worked on will know these kind of things. So they get a little bit more specific. The anchor statements are kind of broad statements about the whole educational experience.
All right. Who is the group of people who are part of this? And again, this is a it comes up every 7 years.
Yeah,
I might have the years wrong.
This is a regular process.
Periodic, yep. Regular process. Yeah.
So yes.
Who is part of this process?
So it was a broad group. There were about 50 of us, not quite 50, I think, and included mostly K through 12 educators, so people that are in there in the classroom every day, so they really know what they're talking about because they're seeing this all the time. People like me, academics and post-secondary educators. We had legislators. We had members of the business community. We had museum experts. So we had a wide array of professionals from a whole lot of different backgrounds, and they came from all over the state. So I was at a table. There's four of us, I think. One was from Yankton. I'm here from here in Sioux Falls. We had somebody from Edgemont, somebody from Spearfish. So a lot of representation from every angle of South Dakotans.
All right. Collaborative or contentious?
Both. It's a highly collaborative process in that the goal and the facilitators, so Melinda Johnson, who works with the South Dakota Department of Education, and Beth Ratway, who works with American Institutes of Education, they were our facilitators throughout this whole process, and they wanted us to come to consensus. And as you can imagine, I just want, as a thought experiment, if you were to go and ask the next 50 people what are the 18 most important things they need to know about the world over the last 500 years, I'm guessing you'll get about more than 50 answers, right? Because somebody will rethink their answer twice. So it's contentious in the sense that we very much came with our own predispositions and our own ideas and our own thoughts of what we wanted. We also start from what the previous standards do. We're not creating these from scratch. So it's a revision. It's not a make it up yourself. Mm-hmm. So we're also talking to the people that came before us. But there was a sense for the whole group that we wanted the table to come to consensus. And so we spent 8 days kind of talking, discussing about, and coming with all these different perspectives, and then sort of came to conclusions. It was not always an easy process. And in fact, our facilitators instituted this process whereby for each decision you made, for every standard, they gave us red, green, and yellow cards, each of which had a different meaning. So literally we would hold, and I know it sounds really hokey, we're at a table and we're like right next to each other, we're holding up these cards. Red meant that you couldn't support this standard. Yellow meant that you were kind of on the fence, you could go with it if everyone had to. And then green meant, yes, this is the best thing, this is absolutely the best we can do right now for the students of South Dakota. Dakota. And if you had any yellow or red at your table, our facilitators would say, okay, you need to keep talking. This is not done. Until you get to all green, you need to keep going. And so that's what those 8 days were like, a series of conversations where we're just constantly sort of hashing out. And sometimes it got to really minute levels where we're talking about individual words here or there, which word best suits the particular meaning that we're going for. So it got a little arcane at times. But ultimately, I think that that collaboration and that stress on consensus meant that every single person was heard, and that all these different perspectives from so many different places, all of them contributed to the standards that you're going to see released, I think, late next week.
How transparent is this process?
I think about as much as we can make it. All the dates, all of our meeting times were posted beforehand. You can go online right now to the South Dakota Department of Education website. You can see the daily notes, the PowerPoints that we use, that they used when they were talking to us. Every table had its own leader. The leaders gave a report on what your table accomplished that day. That's posted. Everything was there. Even before we got started, the South Dakota Department of Education went out and they asked for public comment. So they solicited this from a wide variety of people, and our work was informed by that comment as well. And then from this point, it now gets to the fun part. Now goes to the wider public, where everyone is invited to give some feedback on this. And the South Dakota Board of Education is going to host some meetings, four different meetings over the next few months. And I think they'll also probably be soliciting online feedback as well.
Sure. Two people resigned from this after the standards were. What can you tell me about that as far as, you know, resignations from the group? Did you see that coming?
No, they were not at my table, and I didn't know what prompted the decision or what happened. They did. So I can't speak to their reasons or whatever. All I can speak to is my experience in which points to one very clear fact, which is every single person had every opportunity to speak, to be heard, to have their opinions and their point of view come across. And that process was stressed for every table throughout.
All right. So we talked about next, and we're going to have Secretary of Education Tiffany Sanderson is going to join us in the weeks ahead and help us understand how people can stay informed about the issue. But your advice for people who are continuing to follow this because they care deeply.
So I think my first advice is just to say, don't get angry before you actually look at this. There's so much out there, and there's a national conversation going on about really contentious topics, and there's people that are hurling accusations at one another, and it gets really deep in the mud. Don't pay attention to that. Read the work first, and read what we've come up with. Those will be done next week. They'll be released to the public, so you'll have access to them on the South Dakota Department of Education website. Read that first. Compare it to what we currently have. In many cases, we left a lot of this alone. We made relatively minute changes to others. Sometimes we added some new things. Most of what we added was to include perspectives from Indigenous Native Americans, to have more South Dakota content available in our standards. So read it yourself first, I think, is the most important thing. And then I'd say talk to a teacher. Talk to teachers about what their experience is, how they see these standards, because I think some of the problem that gets translated is some of this stuff is it's in education jargon, and we try to do as good as we could to take some very technical concepts from education and putting it in language we think everybody can understand, but we're not always successful in that. And so sometimes there can be some miscommunication about what we mean with certain terms or those kind of things. So I'd really encourage you, go talk to your local teachers, talk to your children's teachers and what their experience is and what they see with these standards. Go to those things first, and also just sort of keep it all in a perspective. Standards are never perfect.
They're not curriculum.
So they're not like a syllabus like you'd see. Yeah. This is everything that you're going to do every single day. Mm-hmm. They're a statement of minimums. Every district is expected to sort of go beyond this and to really flesh it out into the lesson plans that children will be experiencing daily.
Yeah. Stephen Jackson, we'll have more on the standards revision process as it unfolds. He is associate professor of history at the University of Sioux Falls and was at this group that worked on world history. I would love to be a fly on the wall to find out how you take that massive amount of knowledge and start thinking deeply about what is essential for certain grade levels. You can find all our coverage on this topic online at sdpb.org/spotlight. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.